A proposed assault weapons ban would prohibit all semi-automatic shotguns and rifles that are capable of holding more than 10 rounds. State economists say that would affect around 71% of rifles and half of shotguns. Charlie Strickland, CEO of Talent Training Group, says it'd be a big hit to his businesses. I'm Blaze Ganey. Charlie Strickland owns both Talon Range and Talon Tactical Outfitters. He says the changes in the law would more than cripple similar businesses statewide.
By the definition of this, almost every semi-automatic sporting shotgun in the state of Florida would be banned. No more sale, no more manufacture. How does it affect my business as a gun manufacturer? Well, that would be gone because we only build AR-15 style rifles. It's not a large part of my business, but it is certainly a draw. It gets people in the door.
Inside his store, Strickland points out which of his inventory would and wouldn't be affected.
Our gun sales here in the store are predominantly handguns, but we do sell an awful lot of AR-15 style rifles, antique rifles that fit the same criteria. We have a lot of consignment sales come in that are older guns that fit the same definition of this amendment proposal, and semi-automatic shotguns.
Strickland says the guns the amendment would ban are about a third of his sales, possibly forcing him to close. Even his shooting range would be affected. That's because the guns prohibited by the ban are among the most popular.
Probably 80% of the shotguns we see on our skeet, trapping, sporting clays facility are semi-automatic shotguns that under this would be banned.
While people could simply use other shotguns that would be allowed, he said he highly doubts that happen.
That's not what's fun for most people, and it's not what they're used to shooting. So can it be done? Absolutely it can be done. Is it what's going to happen? No, people will just stop.
But he insisted shotguns shouldn't even be prohibited, since they are rarely, if ever, used in mass shootings.
Now, when they added shotguns, they really went a bridge too far. I think if they had left it with rifles, we'd have a harder time arguing against it.
Strickland says the difficulty in trying to ban guns the way the amendment does is that it's too hard to try and stop manufacturers from getting around the rules.
In California, they just put a little button on the side of the gun, made it harder to reload. You know, there's always a way to change things, and there's always a way around it.
When questioned if banning specific gun models would be better, he says no.
Now you can make a list of manufacturers and say these manufacturers with these model numbers, they'll just start new companies and add new models faster, the same way they do with designer drugs. I mean, they just change the chemical formulation and then all of a sudden it's not banned until they can figure it out.
Strickland says in the short term, businesses like his would be out of business, but in the long run, gun manufacturers will just create weapons that have the same effects but aren't designed like the banned versions.
They cannot define this without going overly far, and that's what they've done here, is they made the attempt. Well, bless their heart, they tried, but they went too far.
As of today, the petition for the ban has 105,000 signatures. To make it on the ballot, it must get over 766,000 by February.